every tear you cry, find good in us sometime.
Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Bob Dylan with Gotta Serve Somebody. I love hearing the story that Bob Dylan proposed to Mavis Staples and she said no. She wanted to continue with her career. The two of them were in their 20s, certainly playing music down in Greenwich Village, my hometown. Café Wa, the Gaslight Café, the Bitter End, some of these places, you know, on Bleecker Street, and you're tuned to the Bleecker Beat. That's where we got the name. I'm DJ Jules. I have some new music coming up for you. Some of you Swiftie fans might already know about this, but Taylor Swift in the Toy Story 5 movie wrote, "I knew it, I knew you."
Of the blades of the grass in summer, parachutes for the free fall of being younger. I memorize the sound of your bare footsteps running wild. It's been a long time. Life has ways of leaving those days behind, but seeing you tonight, I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered. Standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. I knew you. All your blues like a mood ring, changing colors. You did too. There were times we could fight like brothers. I watched you drive around the bend for what I thought would be the last time I saw my friend. But love has ways of bringing things back to life. All you said was hi, and I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered. I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew. When it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while. Wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while. But I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. Wearing that same smile.
Song again in Athens, GA. In the words country on the pace, then all along down the line it's been
we grinding,
flying high and coming down slow and stumbling down onto a hypnotic groove and time floating.
All right, Kurt Vile, we'll see you June 19th at Higher Ground. Before that, we heard from Taylor Swift, I Knew It, from Disney Records, and another new release from Luc Eman, To the Sky, it's called September Recordings. All new releases here from May and early June. At the top, we heard from Mavis Staples and, of course, Bob Dylan. And we've got some more music coming up for you. You're listening to WRUV FM 90.1 in Burlington. I'm your DJ, Jules. The chat is working, so you can hit the DJ chat at WRUV.org, or you can call the station, 802-656-4399. Make your request. See how you're doing this evening, and see if we can find a tune for you. Hey Amanda, by Broken Social Scene.
Spring. Clouds will bring rain. the scarlet vanishes, fall back to land. The choice between love or free.
To say thank you to our music director for digging these songs out. That's a new band for me, Memorials, with Holy Invisible from Free Records. The National gave us Anyone's Ghost, written by Bryce Dessner, from the High Violet release, and Broken Social Scene, Hey Amanda, at the top. It's 7:30. It's time for a news break, and here's a little story I read from National Geographic about the Gnostics. Historian, author Candida Moss wrote about the Gnostics, known to the Christians as heretics. Moss describes the findings of the ancient books written in Coptic as material that revealed numerous elaborate myths about creation in which a lesser malevolent deity split off from the true transcendent deity and made the world which we are now trapped. They learned the names of 74 angels responsible for ordering each individual body part, from the nose to the marrow, from the right buttocks to the toenails. They found the Gospel of Philip, in which the disciples protest that Christ loves Mary Magdalene, his companion, more than the rest of them. The ancient books were found in 1945 when an Arab farmer, Muhammad Ali, was digging for fertilizer at the base of the cliff near Nag Hammadi in Upper Egypt. To learn more about this Gnostic find and more about the Gnostics in general, you can check out this month's National Geographic. It's currently 63 degrees in Burlington with sunset around 8:30, so you still have plenty of daylight for heading outside and enjoying the day and the weather. It's going to be sunny through Monday, Tuesday, so we've got some nice weather for our seniors to celebrate. Lots of graduations today, so congratulations It's to our high school seniors. It is a school night for the rest of us, so cheers to teachers 1 week or so before school is out. And here's Nico Case.
You never pass beyond the gate if you don't hear my warning. Notes are hung so effortless with the rise and fall of spell's breast. It's a drowning dive and back to the chorus. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-da. Glanced off metal wings in a thunderstorm above the clouds. The engine hums, the sparrows praise. Those who cannot hear the words, those who cannot hear the words, those who will not hear the words. La-di-da-di-da-di-da.
In the magpie's nest. Jersey. From there to God knows where. And I never met a colleague with such beauty there.
Oh,
You're listening to new music by Brecky Boy Villers, a little electronic music. Before that, James Vincent McMurrow with Steven, and Bonnie Light Horseman with Magpie's Nest. Started off the set with Nico Case and Maybe Sparrow. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM. I'm your DJ Jules with a public service announcement for you. This is about the common loon. Known for their eerie vocalizations, unique patterns, and excellent diving skills, the common loon is an iconic species of waterfowl in the North. Did you know in 1987 this bird was placed on Vermont's endangered species list? But through monitoring, management, research, and education, populations have recovered and the common loon was delisted in 2005. Although populations have recovered in Vermont, loons are very sensitive to human disturbance. And if they feel threatened, they will abandon their nests. So if we want populations to remain stable, we need to learn to share the landscape with these birds. What can we do? Well, the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says avoid being within 300 feet of loon nesting and nursing areas during the breeding season, honoring warning signs when posted, and maintain a respectful distance from wild animals. If a loon vocalizes as you approach, immediately back off. Observe and report on loon sightings and nesting activities in your area. Participate in Vermont Loon Watch, held annually on the third Saturday in July. Avoid depositing toxic lead sinkers and fishing lines in Vermont waters. This is a message brought to you by your loon-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV-FM, Burlington. I'm your DJ, Jules, spinning some tunes for you this evening. It's about 63 degrees here in town and 10 to 7. So a couple more minutes bringing you to the top of the hour. This is Lemon Tree by English Major. That's another new cut. Lots of new music here for you, just released in May and early June.
Do you believe? Do you believe? A lemon tree could grow and grow from nothing.
Same. I swear I'm not angry, that's just my care.